My mindfulness challenge for you this week has been to listen like a sponge. How has it been going, I ask you? I am guessing that if you are a lawyer or a judge, this particular assignment and challenge would be particularly challenging. Of course, you are trained to always respond in retort, in criticism. This is also true of academics, which happens to be the grounding of my own background and experience. If you are a therapist, the challenge might not have been quite so difficult. Therapists are trained and experienced at fully and completely giving all of their attention and essence to another person. How has this exercise and challenge gone with you? Have you avoided it? Have you engaged it? And if so, what has been your experience? I'm hoping that there might have been one encounter that you have had over the last several days, a person that was talking at you that you really wanted to get away from. There are people in my life just like this. They suck my energy. There's not an exchange of energy between us. Rather, every time they see me, it is as if they have claws that grab into my physical body and pull out what remnants of energy might actually still exist. Individuals like this are individuals who have what we call an oral personality. They have likely been abandoned at one point or another in their life. We need to always have forgiveness and compassion for such individuals. Many individuals have these types of wounds. It is difficult to be around such persons for longer than a few minutes because we feel our own energy deplete and drain. Has this possibly happened with you? Have you thought to yourself, oh my God, I can't be a sponge any longer. I've got to exit this particular conversation. Or did you have to abort the mindfulness challenge, stop listening like a sponge, and somehow interact in a way that allowed for that encounter to be suspended or terminated? Why am I hoping that this particular experience might have been one that you have had over the last several days? The reason, of course, is that there is a strong analogy to communicating with the messages and the signals that our body is giving to us. Isn't it quite similar, I ask you? Perhaps it is the case that your body is today sending out many signals that symptoms are problematic. Perhaps you're feeling, quite frankly, lousy. What are you going to do in response to that? Are you going to want to try to get away from those signals, to get away from your body, to literally take a vacation so that you don't have to be living with your body? Many of us have had those feelings. Of course, it's not possible to take a vacation from our body. Many people check out in the sense that they stop listening to their bodies, however. They say to themselves, boy, things are really haywire in there. I'm really angry at you. I'm going to go to somewhere and get this fixed. So there's a mad rush to find somebody out there that can somehow relieve the symptoms that are being experienced. The real mindfulness challenge then for the rest of the week is to acknowledge that one incredible presence that you can give is to yourself, to your own body. To be fully and completely present to all of the messages and all of the signals that your body is sending to you. Perhaps there is a tremor in your right hand. Connect with that tremor and ask your hand, just as if it were a person, what's up? Talk to me. Let me know what's going on. See if you can't then get information from that part of your body to figure out what in the world might be causing this tremoring. You can do this with any symptom, whether it is stiffness, difficulty with walking, difficulty with swallowing, mental challenges. It doesn't matter what the symptom is. You can connect with the part of the body that is problematic in the moment. And instead of running away from that particular challenge, you connect with it. You become a sponge. You ask yourself, tell me more, tell me more. What's going on? Always keep in mind that many of the therapies that are pursued and are available treat symptoms only. They mask symptoms. Over time, the symptoms get worse. The real challenge to recovery is to go a step further and to ask, what is causing this symptom? What's really going on here? What do I need to change about my life to be able to correct the problem that is causing the symptom that I am currently experiencing? There's no simple solution. There are no simple answers. The factors that create the symptoms of Parkinson's are multifaceted. They are indeed complicated and convoluted. But the reality is, we can chip away at those causes little by little. How do we do that? We become a sponge. We treat our body as if our body were another person. We connect fully and completely with our body, with the full essence of what our body is communicating to us, with the full knowledge that our body is a miracle. Our body knows how to heal. Wellness is the normal state for the human body. When the body is out of balance, it's not normal. Connect, listen, receive all that your body has to convey to you, just as you are doing in your mindfulness challenge this week, listening to others as they communicate their concerns to you. Never forget, your body knows how to heal. Just give it an opportunity and you will be amazed and dazzled at the outcome. Robert Rogers, and this, of course, is Parkinson's Recovery. May you have a delightful week as you become a sponge, listening to others and listening to your own body. Good day.